Basically, yo, Slim, for those who get the idea that Gravediggaz is trying to start some kind of cult, or even deal with any form of Satanism, or any form of any tamper with anybody's religion, I'm saying that's some incorrect judgment. Because what we're doing, I mean, we definitely refer to the Bible to prove our point. Some see life is ugly and life is beautiful at times, you know what I'm saying? We're expressing both sides of that. When you're going through a struggle and through a lot of tension, it causes your brain to react a certain way, and the result of that tension is going to be manifested out of you. And so when we start using these biblical sayings and all that, you know what I'm saying? We know that we're living in the last days and time. And all that we spoke about is going to come to end, regardless, man. We just living it out, you know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to be no cult. We ain't trying to get no followers or whatever. We just trying to make our knowledge be born in our form and fashion. And we doing it to music. And the only way people is going to really understand it is to absorb that music. When you absorb the song and the lyrics and go read back whatever we say, go research what we say. Don't take it on face value. If you was to research things that we are saying, we're giving a lot of positive information out there for young people. You know what I'm saying? We definitely play around with a few thoughts, you know what I'm saying, to keep it a little open, I guess, you know what I'm saying, to go along with the tension of the music. But people need to dig into it and absorb it, man, and come out with the explanation. They'll realize the Gravediggaz, man, it's something there for everybody, man.
Deep, bro. We ain't telling nobody to go out and commit suicide, chop your head off, you know what I'm saying? These are events that occur every day doing your, you know what I'm saying, doing your current events, you know what I'm saying? These are things we see in the movie. These are things that portray everywhere, you know what I'm saying? We just talk about it on wax, you know what I'm saying? We grave diggers, you know what I'm saying? So regardless to whom or what, the people who always going to see grave diggers being negative, yo, you're going to have to think yourself over, because you wrong for thinking like that. And you don't even understand what grave diggers are about. That's why you got to go beyond the surface.
And you know, hip-hop is an art form, man, where you take words and lyrics and you make pictures out of them. You paint vivid pictures. And so, when we did our album, we painted the pictures of things inside of our head. When people see that, man, you can see how we make it. When you see me, you're going to see the mudness in me. You're going to see the darkness in me. You want something. But you know what I'm saying? But that's just something that I got built into. And everybody got their own little ways and actions that reflect. You know what I'm saying? That's how you reflect it. When you listen to when you hear Stevie Wonder sing, you can feel what he's saying. You can feel Stevie. You can feel the emotions that he had built inside of him. That's what he drew into himself. And when you listen to the Gravediggaz, you can feel the emotion. It may not be that same beautiful emotion. It may be a terrible, horrible, crazy emotion.
But it's an emotion. Real.
And it's real. And it's something that we go through, man. That's how come we're trying to let everybody hear like that.